secret to all your steals? Is it an element of the way you're playing now, or is it just you're a better player? How do you?
Some teams are making lazy passes. Just gotta capitalize on that. I mean, long passes, their coach wants us to jump those. So it's part the system, part reading the pass, reading the play and stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you take that as a, is that a matter of pride with you? Is that a stat that you like to?
Everyone
looks at points and rebounds, you know, but I mean steals.
Yeah, it's a good stat to get just because it's you want to turn the team over as much as you can. So it's and they try to turn it into fast break points and stuff. So it's more than just a steal. You try and it's momentum and it's all that put together.
Coach was talking about how he stressed with you guys from the very beginning how if there's ever a situation where you pick up two fouls, you're on the bench for the rest of the half. Do you like that consistency and knowing that he's going to do that with any player? It doesn't matter like who it is or what their role is.
We know how it's going to be and we can't be fouling teams. And putting them on the free throw line in the first half or at any point. I mean, putting the double bonus and stuff, it's letting you know you're not going to play if you're fouling. We can't really afford to have people fouling out and stuff. So,
how are the scouting reports? Are they different from last year? More detailed?
Yeah, a lot more detailed. Yeah, it's a lot more detailed, which is good. You know, it's we really know our guys in and out that we're playing and it's just in terms of we know the scouting report. We just got to put it together on the court, you know. Really keep the game plan in mind.
You talk about how there's a lot more detail. Is there any specific example or anything that kind of just stands out to you when you look at a scouting report now that wasn't there a year ago?
The size of the scouting reports in general. You know,
like just, how many pages would you say generally?
Too many to count, I guess. More than I would count.
Has it got statistics, tendencies?
It's got a lot of that. I mean, it's everything that a normal scouting report would have, you know, and it has their past games and stuff. So it's just information that we need to really understand what the teams are going to do.
How about the amount of information on the specific player that they ask you to guard?
They want us to know all the guard, you know, anybody, not just the guy I'm planning on guarding, but potential guys I could guard. Mm-hmm. That goes with everybody. All 15 players need to know it, so it's a lot more information. But
like, if you catch yourself, you reading that before you go to bed at night, trying to.
Yeah, so it's a bedtime read. Yeah. It's just look at it in film sessions. It makes it really stick in more when you put them all together.
Well, like you guys play Saturday, then you play Northern Iowa Tuesday. When would you get the Northern Iowa scouting report? Sunday? Or Saturday after the game?
No, it wouldn't be Saturday after the game. It wouldn't be till Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, it's all on when they hand them out, I guess. Mm-hmm. But usually give us a couple days.
Do you feel better prepared right now going into games?
Yeah, I do. I do feel better prepared, and it's showing. We're still moving forward every game, but we started that Wake Forest game really well, and you could tell. I mean, some games early in the year we were starting really sluggish, but we started really well that game, and I think it's just showing we're getting better. We're starting the games a lot better.
Is there any game where you read the scouting report, then you got out on the floor, man, this thing's spot on. This is just exactly what I
yeah,
need
I mean,
to do.
Coaches definitely want me to say yes.
No, I know that. But no, seriously.
Yeah.
You go, is it like, wow.
Yeah, and I mean, coaches ask us questions while watching film, so then, you know, we answer questions, kind of make our own opinions on the scouting report during film. So it's we have a lot of time to see opponents through film sessions and stuff.
I wanted to ask you about Milson because I know he kind of struggled down in Paradise Jam, but the last couple of games he's really come on for you guys at both ends. Just how would you describe the progression that he's made these past couple of games?
He's been really good at accepting he doesn't need help, but like guidance, I guess. Because everybody in the court, you know, we've been getting better at working together. As a team, and he's been doing a really good job at him along with all of us. We've been communicating a lot more on defense, which is making a huge difference, defense and offense. So
you talk about the guidance thing. Is that something that you've noticed a lot with like the younger players this year, is that they've been more, you know, accepting of like the guidance, or if like you have something that you want to mention to them or if like the coaches have something they want to mention.
Yeah, and I mean it doesn't just go for them. It's everybody. It's a new system completely, so everybody is has to be open and accepting what the coaches and other players have to say, or at least listen to them, which goes with our communication, which is getting better every day.